Hello and welcome to the Soul Refuge Podcast. My name is W.F. White. I am a born-again Bible-believing Christian, and Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Be blessed. Pope says, "Recite the rosary, or Mary will not give you the son, Jesus." That's the message I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right into it. Let's go to the screen. What do we have here? An article from the Catholic News Service written by Cindy Wooden entitled "Mother and Son, Pope Francis Shares Personal Intimate Devotion to Mary." I just want you to see one part of that article, and we'll go to that now. It says, "Visiting Naples in March, Pope Francis told priests, nuns, and seminarians that one way to make sure Jesus is the center of their lives is to ask his mother to take you to him. A priest, a brother, a nun who does not love Mary, who does not pray to her, I would even say one who does not recite the rosary, well, if you don't love the mother will not give you the son." Let's stop the clock right there, ladies and gentlemen. My, oh my, you've heard me use the term spiritual insanity many times, and it certainly applies here. I must ask you the question, where do you find anything remotely like that in the Bible? You don't. It is a very simple question with a simple answer. It does not exist. But when you deal with the system of Roman Catholicism, you are dealing with a system of deceitfulness. This is man-made tradition mixed in with the truth of God's word. And this is what they do. You know, they put the Roman Catholic tradition on an equal level with the scriptures, and they throw the Pope in there, and they say all three operate together. You can't have one without the other. Basically, that is what they teach. So, here the Pope is saying, well, if you don't love the mother will not give you the son. Well, I'm a former Roman Catholic, and I prayed my rosaries for decades, literally years upon years, and Mary never gave me the son. I can testify personally to you today. Mary, Mother Mary, never gave me the son. Why? Because Mary never had the authority to give me, or anyone else for that matter, the son. Nothing whatsoever. The Bible tells me in 1 Timothy 2 and 5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." That's the mediator that you need to have, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to be praying to God, Jesus Christ is the one and only mediator. So as I said before, I prayed my rosary for years. And I can testify to you today, as a born-again Bible-believing Christian, somebody who has been filled with the Holy Ghost, ladies and gentlemen, I know that Mary, the real Mary, never heard even one of my Hail Mary prayers. That is the truth. The rosary beads went out the window when Jesus Christ came in. Look at this, John 3:16 to 18, very well-known passage of Scripture. It said, this is Jesus speaking, by the way, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." See, it's all about Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're out there today and you've never been saved, you've never been born again of the Spirit, you've never had your sins washed away by Jesus Christ, then this message is for you. You don't have to go through Mary to get to Jesus Christ. You don't have to do that. You see, you don't have to recite the rosary. Trust me, I recited the rosary when I got saved. No more Hail Marys. Don't ever forget that. So I want you to see here that Mary does not have the authority to give you the Son. Why? Because God the Father is the one who gave the Son. It says right here, "For God so loved the world that he gave." his only begotten son. Look at that. So don't forget that, folks. This is the work of Satan trying to get you away from the true gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Rome is a counterfeit gospel. Don't ever forget that. Look at this in Romans 10, verses 10 to 13. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever you are out there today, listen to me. This is a serious thing. If you're not saved, you're on a broad road to destruction. You're headed toward hell. That is the truth. And when you hear a message like this, take it to heart, folks. So it's telling you right here, if you want to get saved, you know, especially in the day in which we're living, when it seems all mayhem is breaking out everywhere. You have this COVID-19. People are dying to the left and to the right. That could be you. You know, where will you spend eternity? So it says here, you can be saved, ladies and gentlemen. Call upon the Lord. You need everlasting life. And where is that life found? It is found in the Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:9-12. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Hallelujah. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Listen to me. Can you find Mother Mary in any of that verse, that passage? Come on. You do not need to go through Mary. It's Christ who you need. Everlasting life is found in him. And if you don't have him, if you think there's another way, if you don't believe the record that God gave of his Son, you're making him a liar. That's right. You're making him a liar. So no matter what religion you are, if you've never been saved, if you've never come through Jesus Christ, you're lost. You may be spiritual. You may sound religious. You may try to do the best thing you can do. You can try to turn over a new leaf. Means nothing. Absolutely nothing. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verses 10 to 12, the Apostle Peter spoke these words, by the way. He said, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Are you saved? Look at this, folks. He's preaching to the people of Israel. He's preaching to the Jewish people. Listen to me. If you're Jewish, you need Christ like anybody else. You need Jesus Christ as much as any Gentile. So we're talking about the whole world, ladies and gentlemen, the whole world. And his salvation nowhere else, folks, in no other name other than the name of Jesus Christ. He's preaching to them. He says, this is the one whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. You're getting ready to celebrate Resurrection Sunday. He rose from the dead, folks. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He conquered sin and death, salvation nowhere else. So this deal with Mary and praying to Mary, it's nothing but deception, folks. It's from the pit of hell. It's from the devil himself. Look at this, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. The Apostle Paul wrote this, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So you need to put off this Mary stuff once and for all, because it's the work of Satan, folks. It's getting you to believe and trust in things that God never told you to do. Never told you to do these things. Call upon the Lord, as I said, you know, reciting the rosary, folks, it's idolatry. I did it for years. as I said, over and over and over, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou, over and over, no end to it, folks, until I got saved. So Mother Mary has nothing to do with salvation. She does not have the authority to give you the Son. You go straight to God, call upon the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. So that's the message for you today. Get in before it's too late. Be blessed.